It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, January 9th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service in La Crosse continuing a winter storm warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for Mitchell, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, Allamakee, Clayton, Howard, and Winnesheek counties. National Weather Service in Des Moines with a winter storm warning in effect until 6 o'clock this evening for North Iowa counties including Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Pocahontas, Humboldt, Wright, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Webster, Hamilton, Hardin, Grundy, and Blackhawk. Overnight bands of snow have provided 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulations in spots and resulted in slippery to hazardous snow-covered roads. This heavy snow will continue through the morning commute as increased snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches an hour are likely across parts of north and northeast Iowa. Heavy snow persists this afternoon and evening, gradually shifting east of the Mississippi River into central Wisconsin tonight. Additional snow accumulations ranging from 2 to 3 inches over north Iowa to 6 to 10 inches towards northeast Iowa. In addition, northwest winds will increase with gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour at times this afternoon through tonight. As a result, blowing and drifting snow may rapidly reduce visibilities and driving conditions, especially along unsheltered areas and ridgetops. In Iowa, visit 511ia.org for road conditions. In Wisconsin, 511wi.gov. In Minnesota, visit 511mn.org. Because of the weather, most schools across the region have called off classes for today. Central Springs closed today. They will go with an e-learning day. Classes canceled for Charles City, Clarksville, Decorah, Howard Winnesheek, Mason City, Nashua Plainfield, New Hampton. The NIAC campus in Mason City is closed today. All classes and activities canceled, including NIAC women's wrestling tonight against Waldorf. The NICC campuses in Kelmer and Cresco both closed today. Other school districts calling off classes today include North Butler, North Fayette, Olwine, Osage, Riceville, Red Rockford Marble Rock, St. Ansgar, South Winnesheek, Sumner Fredericksburg, plus Tripola, Turkey Valley, Waverly Shell Rock, and West Fork, which will go with an e-learning day today. The Charles City and Rudd Public Libraries are closed today because of the weather. The Charles City and St. Ansgar Senior Centers also closed today. You can see the complete list of cancellations by going to our station website. With this winter storm expected to drop up to a foot of snow across sections of north and northeast Iowa through today, snow removal will be challenging for road crews. Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT says motorists can help the process by giving the snow plows some space.
When you see a snow plow, number one, if they're in front of you, you're going to come up on that plow pretty quickly because they're going a lot slower than you are more likely. So slow down and then give them room. Don't crowd them. Give them room to do their job.
Drivers can also help by making themselves more visible to road crews and to fellow motorists by turning on your headlights.
A lot of people are probably sitting in their cars listening and saying, well, all vehicles pretty much now have the running lights that stay on all the time, and that is true, but that doesn't turn on your taillights. In conditions where you have blowing snow, if you can't see a car and all of a sudden you're right on top of it, that can end badly. So turn those headlights on.
The DOT's Craig Bargfried is also alerting drivers of the challenge of reduced visibility of blowing and drifting snow caused by the post-snowfall winds that could reach upwards of 40 miles per hour.
Especially when we're talking about the amount of snow that we're forecasted to get, and then follow that with some pretty significant winds on Tuesday going into Wednesday. Even though they're forecasting this to be a heavier, wetter snow, we're still anticipating a lot of visibility, blowing, and drifting issues.
And if the snowstorm is bad enough, you can also help snow plows clear roads by staying off the roads yourself. The snowfall is putting crews in motion to clear city streets. In Charles City, Police Chief Hugh Anderson asks, if possible, move your vehicles off the streets before the snowplow comes by. If not, move that vehicle after the plows make a pass down your street in a timely manner.
And it's nice if you can not just move it ahead, if you can move it to the other side of the street or quite a ways ahead so they can get the plow through and clean that area where your car was parked. Otherwise, that builds up and we end up with issues on that too.
Removing and or moving vehicles to aid the snow removal process also applies to city parking lots as well, which Anderson says could also help you avoid getting an orange warning sticker.
The dreaded orange sticker. Nobody wants that orange sticker. You'll get the sticker, and then we actually wait until the next night, next overnight, and then you'll be issued a ticket. If you are issued a ticket at that point, you're almost 48 hours since the snow. If you're issued a ticket, you're probably going to get towed then.
Anderson adds the city prefers not to have to tow your vehicle.
We make every effort, try not to let that happen. So even when we do go to tow the vehicles, we try to make contact with the people and give them a chance to move it, because we don't want to tow people's vehicle, but we need them removed so that we can properly do the snow removal.
Anderson also notes that CCPD gets more complaints about the orange warning sticker than they get for snow removal violation tickets themselves. A North Iowa man could serve up to 5 years in prison for injuries his infant son suffered in Charles City. In September of 2022, Charles City Police arrested 24-year-old Ezekiel Larson after his then 4-month-old infant was injured in his care. The boy's mother, 21-year-old Madison Gertz, was also arrested after she was accused of knowing the child had been injured, but neither she nor Larson sought medical attention for the infant until 4 days later. During that period, investigators said the child was vomiting and not sleeping or eating. Both Larson and Gertz, who have been residing in Spillville, were charged with child endangerment causing serious injury, a Class C felony. Last July, Gertz pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of child endangerment causing bodily injury, a Class D felony. She was sentenced to 5 years of probation. In August, Larson also agreed to plead guilty to a similar charge, and yesterday, a Floyd County judge sentenced him to a prison term not to exceed 5 years. He must also pay a fine of over $1,000. Larson and Gertz are also being sued by their former landlord for unpaid rent in Charles City. Court records showed they did not make rent payments from May to October of 2022, and a judge ordered the couple last January to pay back rent totaling over $6,500. The couple has still not made any payments to the landlord, and no new hearing date on the matter has been established in Floyd County District Court. Last July, Larson also pleaded guilty to 2 counts of driving while barred in Mitchell County. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.